بسم الله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله respected brothers in Islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us in the most beloved place to Him on the day of Jumu'ah. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah ta'ala has given us a complete deen, a complete code of life for each one of us to follow, which carries no ambiguity, which carries no doubts at all. It is perfect indeed. That's why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. That I have perfected for you all your Deenul Islam. It is a perfect deen. From whichever way that we look into, Allah Ta'ala has given us a perfect deen. My dear brothers in Islam, in the similar manner, when we look into the basis of this deen, what is the base? From where this deen is being preached or taught to us? My dear brothers in Islam, there are two important sources. One is Kitabullah. One is the Quran, the book of Allah Ta'ala, which is the Quran. And the other is Sunnah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us to know the perfection of this deen, it is only understood by this Quran and the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the Quran, Allah says in the beginning, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book, لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no atom, weight of doubt or confusion in this deen, in this Quran. This is the only book on earth which claims in its beginning that indeed it is a book which carries no doubt. Any other author have written any book that he will keep the people updated, if there is anything, keep me posted, there is room for improvement. So my dear brothers in Islam, Allah Ta'ala has kept this deen, la rayba fi. This Quran carries no doubt. Whatever thought in this Quran, it is perfect and it is final and it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the similar manner, when we look into the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we say sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does it mean? Qawlur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught to us, shown us, have guided us. Fi'alur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those activities and actions which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. And wa iqrarur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Certain things were taking place, but Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed it to happen. and Sifatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those beautiful qualities and attributes which was in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all these are put together is called the Sunnatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear brothers in Islam, this entire deen is standing on these two pillars because they are the foundation. When it comes to proof in Sharia, one is Quran, one is Sunnah, then something called Ijma, where the consensus have taken place amongst the Sahaba and the Aimma. And Qiyas, that is reasoning by analogy, that you bring, for an example, Allah has made alcohol haram. Why it is haram? Because it has the quality of intoxication. So whatever intoxicates on earth, with new names, that becomes haram because they share the same quality or same reason. So my dear brothers in Islam, our Sharia, our deen is based firmly on two main things. One is Kitabullah, other one is Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we know, from the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah ordered Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kum fa'andir, Ya Muhammad, you stand up and you warn the people, you call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man alone started the mission of Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, from the beginning till this date, we know Islam was known to be the fastest growing religion on this world. Even today it is marked as the fastest growing religion. Definitely, in dunya, when something becomes popular, that few will support and many will oppose for many reasons. My dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission, he started alone inviting people towards the oneness of Allah, towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was many animosity from the beginning, from the Arab tribes at that time. And not only that, the Jews and the Christians were religions sent down by Allah. Even they start opposing. Because when you take the Jews, why did they oppose the prophecy of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My dear brothers in Islam, they expected every prophet, the most of the prophet came from the Jewish chain, where the chain of from Nabiuna Ibrahim to Ishaq, and from there the most of the prophets started coming. And the other chain is the son of Nabiuna Ibrahim, is Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, where that only Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. And Rasul Nabiuna Ismail, based in Makkah al-Mukarrama, Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam, based in Palestine. And hundred or thousand prophets came from that chain. And the Jews were expecting the final prophet of this ummah to come from the same chain. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Rasulu hadhihi al-ummah, the prophet of this ummah, from the chain, from the family of Nabiuna Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. That's where the disagreement started. And since then, they have been unitedly opposing Islam, finding faults in the Quran, trying to find faults in the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While Quran was repeatedly telling them that وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, do not mix the truth with falsehood and you are concealing the truth. For an example, about the prophecy of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is spoken in the Torah, it is spoken in the Injil, and it is spoken in the books, that the scriptures which were sent, that they are going to be the last Nabi of this ummah. His qualities are like this, his attributes are like this. While it is spoken, my dear brothers in Islam, their leaders, they made tahreef, they changed the Bible, they changed the Torah, they changed the Injil according to them, refuting and refusing to accept the prophecy of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, since then, the mission started to influence with their thoughts and to take out the real Islamic thoughts from the hearts of the Muslim Ummah. Since then it has started and it is continuing. Today the Western influence or foreign influence in the Muslim Ummah has taken, some have rooted, some are bearing fruit also. But my dear brothers in Islam, this is a mission started long before, and they have never ever gone against their mission. But my dear brothers in Islam, they have continued for generations, over 1400 years, still they are in their mission and they are not out of their mission. But we the Muslim Ummah has to look into ourselves that some of the thoughts and ideology which are being put into the minds of the Ummah today and taking out the greatness of Quran, taking out the greatness of the Sunnah of Rasul. The moment they attack the Quran, the Kitabullah, at that time they brought Quran, similar surah, they were trying to copy the Quran, that they brought many surah trying to prove that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a poet, where Quran refuted, Quran answered, Quran rejected their claim. Kul fa'tu bi suratin mithlih, bring one surah equal to it. My dear brothers in Islam, but they have not given up. At that time, the mushriks who were worshipping idols, when they saw Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming up with a deen where they believed in so many thousands of idols, so many hundreds of idols, for everything they had a god around the Kaaba. My dear brothers in Islam, here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the deen. Kul huwallahu ahad, say Allah is alone. Allahu samad, Allah is all independent. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, there is no ascendance, there is no descendants. And walam yakul lahu kufwan ahad, there is nothing and no one equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They joined hands with the Jews and Christians in opposing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear brothers in Islam, it has continued, it is continuing, and they will continue till the day of Qiyamah. But it is the responsibility of the Muslim Ummah to look after ourselves from these thoughts and ideology by it coming and spoiling our hearts and our minds. My dear brothers in Islam, just to capture few points, how they worked. Today they have a complete study called Orientalism, that you can do a degree where they try to prove the Quran and the Sunnah is no more important in Islam today. They have people who have taken PhD and they give free scholarship also. My dear brothers in Islam, Al-Istishraq wal-Mustashrikun is a complete sect, has become a complete school of thought where they make complete research against Islam, against, they have gone to such high levels, brothers in Islam, that now they are questioning the asanid, the chains of narrations, and they are accusing similar manner. Today we speak, they are accusing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had started this long before, my dear brothers in Islam. So my dear brothers in Islam, today they have a complete study, complete theory, already designed to find faults and against Allah and Rasul and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, they will say, look at the Quran, you will find many places Allah is saying, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah is saying in this ayah, give glad tidings to the the people of Iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give glad tidings to the people of Iman, indeed for them, that Allah has prepared for them gardens, jannat, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, rivers flow beneath them. That they say, look at this ayah, many places, whenever Allah speaks about paradise, He is speaking about gardens, He is speaking about jannat, He is speaking about rivers, He is speaking about the trees and fruits and enjoyment. And these people, the way they penetrate into the hearts, they say, look, we are living in the time of rocket, that we are no more interested in huge gardens, plants and trees and fruits. Today we have technology, we have huge concrete jungles and etc. So they try to prove that look, this Quran was revealed to a group of people who were Bedouins, who never had proper gardens. They were living in the desert and they had no water. That's why Quran is encouraging them. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand today whether human lives, human logically, human lives around things, man-made things, that they make sure that they take some time to go and rest around the natural creations of Allah. Don't we see this a topic called tourism? World over, they're traveling, they are coming from concrete jungles, but they are going around to see where mountains, rivers, springs, this is where that they go and relax. Why Allah has mentioned in the Quran about gardens? Because the real comfort, the real relaxing, peace of mind is found around such places. Even today they prove, but they try to bring such research to prove this Quran is no more for today. My dear brothers in Islam, they are not successful, but they have tried to convince many towards them. And another simple example, Quran says, a woman, a talaq is given, she must remain in iddah for a certain period, to know what her womb conceals, what is in her womb. Now they bring the theory and they say, today we have technology to say next moment whether this woman is pregnant or not pregnant. You don't need to wait for so long. My dear brothers in Islam, we encourage iddah not because only to know whether she is pregnant or not pregnant, but rather it is an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A woman comes out of her iddah, goes into iddah, a period of agony, sorrow and difficulty. Mentally, physically, she has to come out to start another life. So my dear brothers in Islam, now they say, it is if it's because of the womb, to see whether this woman is pregnant or not, we can tell you next moment, what is this Quran is talking, a woman must wait for so long. So my dear brothers in Islam, we want to remind them, when the Diana, when she was going to have her second baby, all those machines said, she is going to have a baby girl. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out a baby boy. So my dear brothers in Islam, it is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to understand as people of Iman, people of Islam, there are so many religions on earth. Nobody attacking, nobody influencing. Why they are focusing Muslims? Because Allah has kept us on haq. Because Allah has kept us on truth. Periodically we have been proving to the world, the way of Islam is the final, and the way of Islam is the best, and the way of Islam is the most successful. My dear brothers in Islam, with regard to economic part of trading and banking and all those things, for years the Islamic teachings were existing, were practiced. The research of Harvard University, that they say they have trace and proof to show that the Islamic modes of trading existed between Turkey and India, between the other countries in the world, and it has come till Asia. My dear brothers in Islam, what we need to understand, and there was a time they swapped and they changed, where Allah says, يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا. Allah has made riba haram, and it is completely made haram for this entire mankind. Today we have amongst us, brothers, that who come and argue that I don't see a difference. To me both sounds the same, both look the same. So much influence that this interest-bearing system, the Western trade, modes of finance or their system has influenced our lives. Today for us to believe, to exist without it is difficult, some of us are claiming. So my dear brothers in Islam, what we need to understand, but today the world understood, a system based on its interest has guided them into disaster and destruction and problems, the economic meltdown or crisis, all these terms are used. Why? So my dear brothers in Islam, that our deen has given certain guidelines where the influence of the West or the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever system that they have introduced, they have found, they have influenced us, they have found to be unsuccessful. They will remain till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Today there are people making research with regard to Quran. They are saying it is equal to science, and whatever science has spoken, Quran has spoken. My dear brothers in Islam, this will continue. We do not discourage. It has to continue. But we will never say that because Quran has said the science is right. Maybe science got some support by taking from the Quran. My dear brothers in Islam, our deen, our asas is our Quran. Similar manner, so much of influence were made to deviate our hearts away from Allah and Rasul, away from the greatness of Allah and the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, Quran Allah says,
وَقَاتِلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً كَمَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ كَافَّةً.
You fight with the mushriks completely like how they are fighting with you. Now they will bring this ayah. The last few years in the media we hear the topic of terrorism. They say Islam has promoted this. Islam, Allah is speaking in the Quran. It is true, Allah is saying in the Quran. But my dear respected brothers in Islam, let us understand that even Quran says, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Allah permitted fighting and fighting with the enemies of Islam because why? بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Because they are being oppressed. Jihad was not made compulsory. It was not made compulsory to go offensive. It was made compulsory to go defensive. When the enemies are attacking, it is the right of a human to defend his life. Keep Islam one side. You have an enemy who is attacking you, a person who is attacking you. In a human point of view, we have to defend ourselves. My dear brothers in Islam, one day there was a person from USA, came to my house. He had a list of questions. He said, if you answer, I'll become a Muslim. So he was asking so many. The last question, he read this ayah to me. He said, وَقَاتِلُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً. Why Quran is promoting to kill? Is it a book promoting terrorism? My dear brothers in Islam, I asked him, I told one thing we can tell you, For us, this Quran is the dustur, the legislation. That from the time this word has existed, how it has existed, and the human values, how to do things, how to worship Allah, how to have everything in our lives spoken in this Quran. So, we believe this Quran is not just a book only speaking of worship. It speaks about everything. I asked him, do you have a legislation in your country? He said, yes, we have. Then, do you have laws of defense and laws of offense? He said, yes, we have. So now, if I take your laws of defense and tell you that you're a terrorist, is that right? My dear brothers in Islam, here, Islam has spoken, yes, but it is not free for everybody. It is, there are places where Islam has to make defense, there are places where Islam has to make offense. So, the laws are in its respective places. Now, kama yuqatilunakum kaf. They will not speak the second part, because they are fighting with you. So, you also fight. So, my dear brothers in Islam, what we need to understand, that our deen is intact and perfect, it is their thoughts that they bring, the record they ran for so many years, claiming today that every Muslim is watched as a person promoting terrorism. So my dear respected brothers, this will continue. And it is the duty of the Muslims to get close to Allah more and more, prove our Islam more and more, and put right thoughts in ourselves, the children who are coming up. Now recently, the record started with regard to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, one is Quran, they made so much of attempt, they have failed till now. They will continue failing. My dear brothers in Islam, now they started with regard to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. This has continued from that time. That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, لَقَدْ أُوذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُوذَى أَحَدٌ. I am being harmed for the sake of Allah. No one on the surface of this dunya has ever gone through the agony and difficulty what I have gone through. My dear brothers in Islam, we know to us Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very important. In Islam, in our deen, if it's without the life and the teachings of Rasulullah, we will not be able to understand what is Quran. We will not be able to understand what is the teachings of Quran. It is the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained us practically to the Ummah what is this entire Quran, how to practice this Quran, how to obey Allah, how to make salat. For an example, my dear brothers in Islam, Quran says, Aqimu salah wa atu zakah, establish salat and give out zakat. Now for us to know how to make this salat, how to give out zakat, the kayfiyat in detail, how to make qiyam, how to make ruku, how to make sajada, all these are found in the life, in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment they attack the personality of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will take out from the lives of the Muslim the greatness of Rasul, and then people of Islam will not listen or accept the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is their entire objective. This is how that they will plan. They have been planning and they will continue in their action. My dear brothers in Islam, let us go back to the days of Jahiliyyah. How they used to play with the media. Allah says in the Quran, من الذين هادوا يحرفون الكلم عن مواضعه ويقولون سمعنا وعصينا. Allah says in this ayah that from the Jews, يحرفون الكلم عن مواضع, they were expert in changing and twisting the words from its original places. Allah continues in this ayah, وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ وَرَاعِنَا لَيَّمْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَطَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعْتَعْنَا. Allah continues in this ayah. They started calling Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a title called Ra'ina. Ra'ina, in Arabic, it means guardian, one who will look after us. But in the Hebrew language, it means a word of insult and disgrace. So they came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, you are our ra'ina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the ayah down. Allah is saying in this ayah, layyam bi alsinatihim, you are playing with your tongue. You should say, wanzurna, one who look after us. My dear brothers in Islam, similar manner that these Banu Israel, they were taken out, Firaun was chasing them, and with Nabiuna Musa, they crossed the river and they came to this part and they saw the river was splitting and they are able to cross. My dear brothers in Islam, after coming back, that they started demanding, they want to go to a village and live and all those things. Then they were asked to go to Masjidul Aqsa. At the time that Allah ordered, when you entering, you should enter in a position of prostration and وَكُولُوا حِطَّةٌ, and you must say, حُطَّ, O Allah, forgive our sins, and you must enter. But my dear brothers in Islam, they entered on their buttocks while they saying, حِنْتَةٌ, حِنْتَةٌ means a grain, grain. So حِطَّةٌ and حِنْتَةٌ, similar manner, today these children, the progeny, has the same quality, same attribute, how their forefathers were playing and twisting. Today they are in the mission to change the mindset of the Muslim Ummah, or to make the entire world to hate Islam. But Alhamdulillah, even their mission, more they increase, the more the growth of Islam that we see throughout the world. My dear brothers in Islam, similar manner, they have now running a huge campaign against the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, we are being influenced by electronic media, or whether it's paper media, or by magazines, by books. In the minimum, my dear brothers in Islam, today we have this internet where that within a second that we can collect information throughout the globe, throughout the world, we can collect information. Today they are very aggressive in promoting their thoughts and their ideology, their mind of thinking and their way of thinking about Islam, about the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we agree, education is important, to know the internet and computer studies. This time, yes, it is important, but we need to understand, we and our children must be better people of Iman and Islam before we step into these avenues. The moment that we are ignorant, our children are ignorant, our progeny is ignorant, when they involve themselves, my dear brothers in Islam, within seconds, it can take a person out of the boundary of Islam. So my dear brothers in Islam, that let us understand, in today's time, all these instruments were used to indoctrinate their thoughts and their ideology. According to the recent research, it says most of these cartoons today that we encourage our children, small children, to watch and enjoy, most of these cartoons carries a theme. And that starts from worshipping or accepting other powers, other isms or other thoughts, other ways of doing things, so that they start indoctrinating into the hearts of the people, children, from their childhood. For an example, my dear brothers in Islam, today we have that man, this man, Superman, and all those things. We see the child is growing. He will still like to put a t-shirt carrying that name, carrying that title. So this is how that they penetrate. When you go a little further, we had recently, there was a movie released that 2012 or whatever. But my dear respected brothers, those who have done studies and research, they say they have completely copied from Quran. And they are proving against the Quran. They are showing things which Quran has already spoken, how the Qiyamah will occur. While they have done so much of fabrication, but they come to one place that before the conclusion of that movie that they promote, that there are a number of people who are able to escape the destruction of the universe, and they are the next human generation or the race on this earth. My dear brothers in Islam, and they show it is them who exist, and all the other Asian and everybody is destroyed. So my dear brothers in Islam, there are two messages that they have given. Number one is Allah saying, "Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha." Everything on this earth will be destroyed except the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, that they are saying, where their mission is to make the whole world to be like them. My dear brothers in Islam, we encourage, our children are watching, our family members are watching. By the time, the moment they finish that movie, if they believe that it is true and correct, that is the moment the light of Iman will come out of their hearts. So this is how, my dear brothers in Islam, they have been continuing their missions. We need to understand. Now with regard to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now recently one youngster called me and he told me, "Mona, if they start talking about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, isn't the greatness of Rasul will come out of our hearts? People will feel very uncomfortable." My dear brothers in Islam, I told, that is what they want you to be. That is what that they are intending from you. There is nothing else. Remove the greatness, then you ignore the words of Rasul. Then you ignore the life of Rasul. Today, there is one sportsman playing cricket very well. Tomorrow morning, a boy wants to have the t-shirt with his name because he is unique in his game. My dear brothers in Islam, to us, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the model, is the example, is the final, that Allah says, لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Allah is saying, verily, that there is for you a beautiful example, that He is your model, He is your standard in life, in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in this ayah, Allah is declaring that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the model for every Muslim and for every Muslim. So my dear brothers in Islam, how this pillar could be broken? When it is broken, then their models will penetrate into our hearts. Then their styles will come into our hearts. That's why they brought theories and discussions speaking with regard to the character of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they brought theories to run down the prophecy of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was a product of British, when they were in rule, they brought him. They said he is the promised prophet. And what he prophesied, he told the people that I am the last prophet and jihad is now haram for you all completely. My dear brothers in Islam, similar manner, they started with regard to the prophecy of Rasulullah because they just couldn't accept the prophecy of Rasulullah promoted. A discussion on Aqeedah, on Iman, and how to believe in God. There is nobody on this earth has ever promoted with regard to the oneness of Allah, with regard to bring Iman in all the qualities and attributes of Allah. At that time, they were believing in many things, but when they saw something unique, they were even amazed, my dear brothers in Islam. And not only that, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophecy raised and made the human realize what is human, and all these human are equal and there is no difference. And my dear respected brothers, furthermore, that's why Quran says, Ya Yuhanna Suttaku Rabbakum Ulladi Khalakakum Min Nafsi Wahida Wa Khalaka Minha Zawjaha Wa Batta Minhuma Rijalan Kathira Wa Nisa'a. My dear brothers in Islam, a very important lesson it carries in this ayah, that Allah made people to realize all human are equal. All human are same. Another place Allah says, Ya Yuhannas, Inna khalaknakum min zakarin aw unsa, waja'alnakum shu'uban wa kaba'ila lita'arafu, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people, indeed that we have created you all, male and female, into different color, different tribes, different nations. But why we have made you like that? لِتَعَرَفُوا, in order you recognize one another. He is from that family. He is from this tribe. It is not to maintain highness or lowness. And this is a unique tribe. And this is he is from an insignificant family. No, my dear respected brothers. Who brought these things? It is the prophecy of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst the Qabailul Arab, where the Jews thought that they are the best, and Christians thought that they are the best. And my dear respected brothers, and amongst the Arab tribes, they start believing that my tribe is better than yours, and your tribe is better than mine, and similar manner, my dear respected brothers, we are the rival of the prophecy of Muhammadur Rasulullah, negated and rejected all these thoughts and ideology, and start putting right thoughts and ideology. And my dear respected brothers, another important thing where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophecy brought up, al-jam'u bayn ad-dunya wal-akhirah, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophecy made such a big impact that it made the world to realize how to join the matters of deen, also not ignoring the matters of akhirah. While enjoying this world, how to maintain deen. That's why the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to worship, it has spoken in detail. With regard to trading, it has spoken in detail. With regard to family life, marriage, it has spoken in detail. So my dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, because at that time, they used to have different beliefs, and those who worship, they are already with their worshipping places, whether they are Jewish leaders or whatever. But my dear respected brothers, it is Islam, it is the arrival of the prophecy of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which brought this change. My dear respected brothers, they know because of this, such great global changes have taken place. The American author who wrote the book called The 100 Most Influential People. He wrote 100 Most Influential People and he ranked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be on the top. The French author, when he speaks, there is nobody there to be compared in the modern history with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You go in detail, the German author, he says there is no one on this earth who promoted religion, who promoted human values, human rights, other than or equal to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Quran says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They know about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they know their own children. It did not say kama ya'rifuna aba'ahum, like how they know their parents. No, because there could be a doubt that is this is my father or this is not my father. But it is impossible for a father to doubt whether this is my child or not my child, because that it is more confirming and firm for a father to know exactly this is my child. So similar manner they knew about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear brothers in Islam, just to capture about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today the world, when you sit in the internet, it builds so much of anger, how much thoughts that they are put into the hearts of the Muslim Ummah. We take the life of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the days of Jahiliyyah, he was known to be an Amin, a trustworthy person. He has never committed adultery, never worshipped any god, never worshipped any idols, and never committed any crimes. Grew up in a very perfect environment. My dear brothers in Islam, the entire people of Jahiliyyah knew who was Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam before Islam. That's where when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam climbed the mountain and he told the people, if I tell you that there is an army coming behind this mountain, will you believe me? They all said, you are our Amin, we trust you, we believe you. The moment he started calling them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they rejected Rasul sallallahu alayhi. So my dear brothers in Islam, a person who maintains a clear, pure, honorable character, even in the days before he was blessed with the prophecy, he was honored to this degree, known as Amin, the most trustworthy person. Allah chose him to be the prophet of this ummah. The moment he came with the prophecy and they started rejecting him by saying that you are a magician and you are an insane person, you are a mad person, and etc. Where Quran says, Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun. My dear respected brothers, all the other prophets, when the people stood against them, they answered, Ya kawmi laysa bi safaha, laysa bi dalala. They answered by themselves. But when it came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah refuted them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected them. Allah rejected their call and their thoughts. So my dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, when we look into Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, example narrated by Bara' ibn Azib radiyallahu anhu, he says, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marbu'an ba'ida ma bayna mankibay, azim al-jummati ila ma bayna udhunay, wa alayhi hullatun hamra, fama ra'aytuhu shay'an ahsana min. شَيْئًا قَدْتُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. It was asked Bara ibn Azib, how did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look? And they replied by saying, he said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person with a moderate height, broad, handsome shoulders Allah gave him. He is not very tall, he is not very short, and عَظِيمَ الْجُمَّةِ لَا مَا بَيْنَ أُذْنَيْهِ, and moderate hair, it is not long, it is not curly. My dear respected brothers, similar manner, أَسْمَرُ اللَّوْنِ حُسْنُ الْجِسَمِ, and beautiful features of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described. فَمَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَحْسَنَ قَدْتُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. I have never seen anything better than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu. Another Sahabi was asked, Abu Huraira, How was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَجْرِي فِي وَجْهِهِ. And he's saying, as if that the sun is shining on his face. And when he said, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles, يَتَلَأْلَأُ فِي الْجِدَارِ, that whatever around will start shining and glittering. This is the features of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why our poet says, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. That you have been created perfectly. The way that you have described to Allah how you should be created. My dear brothers in Islam, a perfect personality with a perfect character is our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody is equal to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth, and nobody will be till the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers in Islam, now the arrival of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised the rank of the woman, gave status to woman, gave recognition to woman, gave the rights of the woman. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as the Rasul hadhihi al-ummah, my dear brothers in Islam, women were used as a commodity. They carried no value. We know what Quran speaks. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. In the day of Qiyamah, the children were buried, the daughters were buried alive. The daughters were buried alive by the arrival of Rasul. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a prophet, it is the Suratul Nisa, a complete surah in the name, chapter of the women, for the believing women. All their rights, their status, their ranks were raised. That same surah speaks about this. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la yahillu lakum man tarithu nisa'a karha, wa la ta'duluhunna litadhhabu bi ba'di ma ataytumuhunna. And this ayah continues, do not inherit, it is not lawful for you to inherit the woman by force that you take the woman. In the days of Jahiliyyah, if the brother dies, the other brother goes and takes his wife and children, and by force he will have them. Or the best friend will go and take them. It is the arrival of Rasul, raised the rank of the woman, gave women a status. Today the Western ideology and thought promoting Islam has not given equal rights to women. And now they are promoting Muhammad's arrival sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has worsened the rights of the woman. Wa na'udhu billah. It is the arrival of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised the status of woman. By Allah saying in the Quran, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ. And for men, وَلِلْرِجَالِ, and for men, عَلَيْهِنَّ, over the women, الدَّرَجَةٌ, one rank, where Islam took them, they were used as commodity, and Islam, and the arrival of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raised them, put them right next to the men, and says that to men, the rank of authority, the rank of leadership is the only difference between men and women. Other than this, men and women both are equal. My dear brothers in Islam, today the media, their thoughts, their research says where Islam has put their status down. So they speak about freedom of women, that to sell one soul worth 5 rupees or 10 rupees, they want to expose the dignity of that woman completely. This is where the status, this is where the rights that they are speaking. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Islam has even protected their privacy, their awrat, their honor and their dignity. They have to be looked after by men. And now, by the West and the world says no. By doing this, you are putting their freedom down. So for them, what value they have with regard to women? As mentioned, brother, to sell one tire, there is no logic for this. One tire, a tire of a tractor,
they will put a woman next to it.
Don't we see in the banners around us? Now you stand and ask yourself, what is the relationship between a tire and a woman? My dear brothers in Islam, this is the thought process that they take, and this is what they claim, that Islam has not given freedom. Islam has restricted the rights of women. Today, they have gone above the boundary, and today we see so much of social problem. Today the world says, the West or the US you take, my dear brothers in Islam, it is said, they say, there are many women, but very few mothers are existing. And there are children, they do not know whose their parents and which family that they belong to. My dear brothers in Islam, to restrict all these things, Islam has put certain regulations, certain guidelines, certain systems, and Islam has given a complete way of living. So my dear respected brothers, today they are putting into the minds of our own sisters, and some Muslim sisters and mothers in the secular field are also claiming, also promoting that our freedom is restricted. Why can't we look like this? Why can't we be like this? Why can't our children do like this? My dear brothers in Islam, that the freedom what Islam has given within the boundary of mahram, a woman could expose her beauty, how she looks, how the way she wants, she can expose. But beyond the boundary of mahram, it is outright haram. Because to avoid the problems, social problems, you know, I know, that in our country today, every month, close to 600 odd divorces are taking place. My dear brothers in Islam, you go back to each problem, you will find out they have gone out of the circle of Sharia. My dear brothers in Islam, today when we Islam says no free mixing, no mingling, no unwanted discussion and conversations with men to women, it is to honor them, it is to raise their rank. Today the Western claim that because Islam has restricted all these things, that Islam has taken the rights of the woman away. And they go, my dear brothers in Islam, for an example, I have to tell this, that they will take the incident of they are using the Quran, they are using the Sunnah, but promoting their thoughts and ideology. For an example, what happened, the incident between Zayd ibn Haritha, freed slave, adopted son of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his wife Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu anha. My dear brothers in Islam, they bring this incident to say that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu billah was a pervert or very vulgar. Wa na'udhu billah. Today in the internet, there are people forwarding this also. My dear brothers in Islam, let us understand. It is very sad. If you go back to the real light of Quran, real light of Sunnah, a child who had not been given a proper foundation of Islam, if he read these things, within seconds, he will start thinking about the character of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand that in this ayah Allah speaks, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ فِي أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. In this ayah, Allah Ta'ala speaks with regard to what happened. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam adopted, it's not his own son, he adopted Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu, and he went to Zainab and he proposed Zayd ibn Haritha to Zainab radiallahu anha. She refused. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged her. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the ayah down. It is not right for a believing men and women. It is not right for a believing men and women to disobey the words and the orders brothers of Allah and His Rasul, when this ayah came down, Zainab radiallahu anha said that this has come down with regard to me, and I am happy with what I am being proposed by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what I am being ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah itself speaks very clearly. My dear brothers in Islam, thereafter the marriage took place. And why this marriage took place? Two reasons. Islam wanted to reject the asabiyyat. There is no better word than saying the racism. My dear brothers in Islam, we had in the past white, black and all those things. So Zayd ibn Haritha was a freed slave, but the adopted son of Rasulullah. Zainab bint Jahsh, she was a sharifa, honorable woman from the tribe of Banu Hashim, where Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged them to marry, to reject, that don't bring differences in the Muslim ummah. And the second reason, my dear brothers in Islam, that the entire incident continues. There are so many authentic narrations where Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah complaining many times, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot live with this woman. I want to divorce. I want to give up this marriage. Please grant me permission. My dear respected brothers, Allah says in the Quran, in order it will not carry any doubt in the hearts of the Muslims till the day of Qiyamah. وَإِذْ تَكُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَلَا وَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ. And Allah Ta'ala says in this ayah, when you told to the person whom Allah has favored, and you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has favored by upbringing him, his name is Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu, that you told him that hold on to your marriage, do not divorce, you make sabr, and wattaqillah, and you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was complaining, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a duty, it is to encourage the ummah to unite, not to separate. Where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged Zayd ibn Haritha to be patient. Allah says in the Quran, and وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Zayd ibn Haritha will divorce his wife, and you will get married to her. That's why Quran says, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسِ. مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسِ. Allah is saying, you are concealing in your heart, Ya Muhammad, what I have inspired to you. And مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ, Allah will expose it. وَتَخْشَى النَّاسِ, why are you concealing, Ya Muhammad, what I have inspired, that you are fearing the people? Wallahu ahakku an takhsha. It is your duty to fear Allah more. And what happened, my dear respected brothers? Falamma qada zaydun minha wataran. There is no authentic narration. There are around 15 to 18 fabricated narrations known as mawdu'at. Understand, brothers, it does not come under the category of ahadith. Around 15 to 18 fabricated narrations that claiming at that time, fabricated by the enemies of Islam, putting false chains, false claims, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was desirous of her. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by mistakenly saw her. That's why he wanted her. Wa na'udhu billah. There are a'imma from the study of hadith. All this narration could be clearly explained. All of them are fabricated. Where today the enemies of Allah takes those narrations wrote by their own grandfathers. My dear brothers in Islam, to prove, and they saying, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was indeed of it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wanted Zayd to divorce his wife, wa na'udhu billah. Quran saying, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeatedly told,
Don't.
But my dear respected brothers in Islam, it is the second sunnah where Allah wants to teach the ummah, your adopted son is not your son. Your adopted son is not your son. He is not an official inheritor of you. And your adopted son is just like any other person in the ummah, where you can marry any other person, divorces his wife, and you can go and marry her. Similar manner, your adopted son, because he is Zayd ibn Haritha. My dear respected brothers, initially when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started adopting him, they called him Zayd ibn Muhammad. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the ayah down, Udu'uhum li abaihim. You attribute and call them with regard to their names of their fathers. Since then, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started calling him and others Zayd ibn Haritha. My dear respected brothers in Islam, Allah is saying, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا in this ayah. Allah ta'ala saying, فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَطَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَدٌ فِي أَزْوَاجِ أَدْعِيَائِهِمْ إِذَا قَضَوْا مِنْهُنَّ وَطَرًا وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. In this ayah, that Allah ta'ala saying, Zayd radiallahu anhu gave complete qada. Zaydun minha wataran. He gave complete talaq for Zainab radiallahu anha. After that when her idda completed, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Zayd, it is an order from Allah, and you go and tell her that Allah has ordered me to marry you. When the message went to her, my dear brothers in Islam, she said, Uraji'u Rabbi, I want to turn to my Allah and ask Allah to guide me. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never rushed. He was never eager, but wakana amrullah. Allah defines in this ayah, it is the order of Allah, must be completed, must be done, not because of the society that you turn away, not because of the world that you turn away, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to obey. And the following ayah, that fima faradallahu lahu, look at the word, Allah has made it compulsory over you. Farad, the word faradallahu lahu, sunnatallahi fil ladhina khalaw min qabl. Look at the ayat in the Quran, my dear brothers in Islam. Allah is saying that nobody on this earth performed this nikah. Zawajnakaha, we gave you, O Muhammad, we gave Zainab in marriage to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Riwayah in Bukhari, that Zainab radiallahu anha used to boast by the people that to other wives, she used to say, Zawajakunna ahalikunna, your guardians, your parents have given you in marriage, but زوجني الله من سبع سماوات, but my marriage took place above the seven heavens. So she used to boast amongst the other wives also. My dear brothers in Islam, what we need to understand, this is how this marriage took place. When we see certain narrations, they are mawdu'at and fabrications that they bring to accuse the purity of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They started at that time, the munafiqun started, now their children are continuing. So my dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, similar manner, why did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have 11 wives? My dear brothers in Islam, you look each one of his wives, one woman he married, she was 40 years, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years. Why? To say that if the need is there, you must help, you must be a supportive. Khadija radiallahu anha, she was 40 years old. Rasulullah was 25 years old. My dear respected brothers, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her. Similar manner, if you look at Ummu Habiba radiallahu anha, her husband was a Muslim. Then he renounced Islam and he died. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her to teach the ummah that remember, that such people do not throw them away from the society. Safiya radiallahu anha, she was a prisoner, captive, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave her freedom. I give you freedom, you go back and live with your tribe, or you can marry me, and you embrace Islam, and you can marry me. She said, by Allah, I have dreamt to you, Ya Rasulullah, one day that I was sleeping. The moon has come and set in front of me. When I told my father slapped me. And he told, do you want the kingdom of Medina al-Munawwara? My dear, she said, I am wholeheartedly, happily accepting the prisoner where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her Islam and got married to her. Now they come to the example of Aisha radiallahu anha. How can Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marry a minor? My dear brothers in Islam, from the days of Jahiliyyah till this day, that all the historians, when we go back, nobody has accused in the days of Jahiliyyah about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam getting married to a minor. And she, in her whole life, has never ever complained. We know, my dear brothers in Islam, Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nabi, kulli azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il kulli azwajika in kuntunna turidna al-hayata al-dunya wa zinataha umatsi'akunna wa usarrihkunna sarahan jameela. He called one day all his wives, including Aisha. He told, oh Aisha, if you want this world and its enjoyment, I will give you, because they have been going through lot of difficulty. Even though when Allah opened this world, the wealth, everything started coming into the Muslim land, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never brought them home to enjoy. My dear brothers in Islam, so one day all the wives got together, came and spoke, that give us something more. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you want this world, its beauty, its luxury, I release you. I give all what you want. Umatte'akunna wa usarrihkunna sarahan jameela. And I release you completely, that you can enjoy what you want. But my dear respected brothers, the answer from Aisha, Ya Rasulullah, don't go and talk this to other women. None of your wife will ever like or desire that something should happen. There should be a separation between you and us. My dear brothers in Islam, we happily, one instant, the African children were playing with some wood in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed Aisha to see, and he was covering her. My dear brothers in Islam, Aisha radiallahu anha saying, learn how did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood my condition, what I like, what I desire of, where he gave me the freedom, where he taught to the ummah that in a marriage life, the most important part is the right understanding between husband and wife. But my dear respected brothers, it is wrongfully translated. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when Ummu Shariq radiallahu anhu took the proposal, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu wholeheartedly welcomed the proposal. He said, can I give my daughter to Rasulullah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, you can. And the marriage took place. It has a wisdom, the entire social part of human life, the private life at home, the husband-wife relationship, husband-wife company, at every junction at home, the 2200 ahadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha clarified to the ummah that this is how that you should live, because she was a fresher and she was able to understand and memorize due to her young age, my dear brothers in Islam. So my dear brothers in Islam, these Western thoughts and ideology keep on indoctrinating, putting into the hearts. As I said, in Jahiliyyah, no leader has ever opposed that till in the history that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why he should marry a young girl. My dear brothers in Islam, Shariat has permitted and Shariat has allowed, but the consummation took place at a later stage when she was ready. Allah knew when she was ready, and Allah informed Rasulullah by ilham when she was ready. That is the time she was delivered to the house of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear brothers in Islam, when we look at Islam with this mindset, we will look after Iman and Islam. Today what is promoted in the internet, in the media, in the world at large, my dear brothers in Islam, let us be careful, let us educate our children before we make them to see the real world by themselves. Let us give them the right light and guidance of Quran and Sunnah and the reality of Islam, in order they may explore on this earth, but they will not lose the identity of Islam. And we cannot remain silent, my brothers. We must educate ourselves. We must educate our family members. We must educate our society. And we must prepare ourselves. May Allah reward our predecessors, Aimma. Till this day, the modern problem is this modernism, that which has come out, which I mentioned at the beginning. Today, even they are standing and answering all those challenges that they are bringing forward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us, give us tawfiq and ikhlas and istiqamah, and look after the entire Muslim ummah.